A1 and a community connection on this Tuesday morning, like we usually do on a Tuesday following a Monday evening city council meeting. I get the opportunity to talk city business this morning, and Jim Curd in this morning to help us out this morning. I won't say it was an uneventful meeting. There was really one main agenda item on the council agenda last night, and it was a big one. It was approval of a contract. That sounds like, oh, well, approve a contract, but this really moves the town center forward.
Yes, it was a continuation of our meeting on the 10th, I believe, mm-hmm. where we just had some further details to work out with our construction contract with Jones Plan. And Terry spent the weekend working with them, and they got all the details ironed out, and Terry brought us a very nice contract from them and from the city last night, so we were able to move that contract forward.
Well, the details are in the words, and I realize that everything still has to get the okay from Mr. Kane, but as we move forward, I think that's the optimism that we need to carry out today is roughly a month from now, okay, maybe 6 weeks from now, something is going to be actually in progress on that what will be our tower green space.
Yes, I mean, it's been, we've working with our design committee, co-chairman Alan Gentius, myself, that we've just had a great group of people, and we've been working really hard to keep the Tower Green in, or Tower Center in budget, mm-hmm. and we've done that. As you can see, as I explained in a lot of the public meetings, we added restrooms early on, and restrooms and brick, concrete, plumbing is expensive, and addition of those restrooms that bracket each side of the stage with a storage room on the other side, which was probably one of the better ideas that was a good idea that was added to it for convenience for people that are using the park. We thought about using restrooms at the towers at the Price Tower. We thought about using community center restrooms. It just wasn't feasible. So when we added those in, those just naturally pushed us over our budget.
Well, and I mean, just scheduling events, I don't know how it's all going to shape out. I don't think any of us really do, but it's entirely likely that there will be some big event going on in the community center and maybe something drawing people to the
exactly.
Price Tower, and then somebody hopefully will schedule a concert out on the green and we'll have to deal with where are we going to park all these cars and do we need to bring in porta potties. But
yes.
I think you at least partially solved one of those problems.
We did, and it's a great addition. We have that as a kind of an ad alternative, and we're working on some grants and things that could ultimately help pay for the difference between what we have the voters approved and what the cost of the park will be. And if those grants come through, then we're going to be able to build the restrooms in their entirety. If for some reason we come up short on the grant side, then we'll be able to still produce the park, have a stage, have a cover. Everything will be set as we told the public it would be. And we'll just have to find a way to build the bathrooms and raise some money to do that.
Well, and my assumption, and that's a bad thing for news people to do, is assume, but that whatever is built will be built in a fashion that 5 years, 10 years from now, we can add on, we can modify, we can make it better, bigger, we can make it better.
Correct. I mean, we're building the bones of it, and it's going to be a wonderful park the day it's finished and completed, usable from day one, but there will be lots of things we can add on. We've got the young professionals that donated over $21,000 to put in some musical instruments over in our landscape area that kids can come and play on. And so we're going to have a lot of opportunities for the community to help that park grow over time.
I've seen some illustrations, and I will be curious when those musical instruments actually materialize. I think it's going to be fun, but they're not exactly what I'll say many people would think of as musical instruments. This is not just a typical trumpet or a tuba.
No.
They certainly will be used to make music, but give me a little bit better picture.
Most would be, I visualize them as percussion, things you can pick up and hit something that will have different tones to them. They'll be stainless steel or, there'll be something that can sit out in the weather. They'll be far enough away, people have voiced concerns about the noise they'll make. They'll be far enough away from the stage that those aren't going to present a problem to think. But they're just great ways for that district, which is now our cultural arts district, is going to be a great way to bring the community into some of the realms of the culture that we have in this town, and music and things like that will be a part of it.
Well, and I believe part of the plan is through plantings and I'll say natural acoustic absorption and deflection that a concert on the stage, yes, you're going to hear it over in some of the more if I can call them quiet spaces, you're still going to hear that concert, but it's not going to be like you were right 5 foot from the stage either.
No. I mean, there's plenty of, it's a large area. The area in front of our stage is a large area. So we'll have great acoustics there. I mean, the location of the stage facing south is just absolutely perfect. The location right between the two facilities is just an amazing location for it. So it's we're setting ourselves up for just a wonderful growth. That facility will grow over time and become a wonderful part of this community.
Well, I think if people will allow themselves to dream a little bit and maybe even be flexible, that I never thought about trying that, but let's see how it works.
Correct.
I think that's an opportunity 3 to 5 years from now that we are just tapping the surface of what's going to be going on there.
You look at, you know, we've always compared it to Guthrie Green down in Tulsa, and that's a wonderful setting.
I think they need to compare to us.
Right. Well, I tell you, our setting is just beyond belief. With the two architectural structures, we're right in between the view from either of the facilities into the park. You know, we've got, we originally in our design, we'd hoped to maybe connect the park to the community center and then provide the glass that was originally structured or originally intended for those front doors of the great room, the great hall, or what, I don't know what to call it, but that was supposed to be glass. So mm-hmm. if you were sitting in that for a typical meeting today, you would be now, if those were glass, you'd be able to look over this park. So it's our hope someday that we'll be able to do that for the community center also.
Well, looking at the history of the community center and the kind of the stories that we told, I think when they were celebrating, was it their 25th anniversary, I think it was, that all the other things that are originally part of that plan, underground parking and different things that at least as of today have not yet materialized, not that they couldn't, right. but that they built options into that building, and I think you're building options now.
Yeah, we've got options, and I think connecting it to the tower, to this, the community center is a great idea. Aligning it with the pavilion area that comes out of the library is another thing that we've got on the books someday. So we've got a lot of things that we can grow into that park and continue to add on. And I'm hopeful that the infill around it in the direct vicinity of it over time will also occur, and we'll see businesses locate more centralized to that. It's provides an opportunity to move people around downtown between Johnstone Park and Kitty Park, and now between the community center and our downtown restaurants. We have a wonderful opportunity to bring people into the downtown area, and they've got destinations within that area to go to.
Well, and you mentioned moving people around downtown. I don't know whether it would be a public partner, private partnership, or maybe private enterprise may be able to take it on or not, but I think some type of a, call it a shuttle, a trolley, a system that will, like, just exactly make that route that you were talking about.
Sure.
The center, Johnstone Park, you know, just the loop around downtown.
Yeah, I think, you know, those are things we hope to do. I know Councilman Gentius is working on some real innovative ideas for transportation in this town, and I think we'll look forward to hearing from him pretty soon from that committee as to what we might be able to do to move people around downtown.
It could be interesting, and gee, let's get the magic glasses out and look 10 years in the future, see how
it goes. Yeah, we should, and you know, we've taken a lot of time, made real good points of thanking our city staff, and I know our city manager, Mike Bailey, officially did last night, but the work that Terry and Lisa and their team have put into bringing this thing to this point this quickly is, I know it's been a disruption in their daily activities down there because they have so much to do. There's so many great projects coming along, road projects. Our paving downtown is coming along. We're moving water lines. We're building a new drainage system in, from downtown. There's just so much these people have to do down there, but they put this on Ready One and Priority One and got us to this point where we're, you know, we're virtually ready to get the bids out and start to work down there in the next 30 or 40 days.
That's amazing, and I think the community will follow that bidding process. Not that we necessarily know each contractor or each name is going to be mentioned, but it's following each step along the way as what was originally presented on some piece of paper or some screen in a public meeting as a bond proposal a year or two ago, and now it's starting to be, actually take shape, move dirt, and we're going to hear some music downtown.
Yes, we are, and we've had a wonderful supportive council. The mayor has been very supportive, and all our new councilors have been wonderfully supportive. So the work Co-Chairman Gentius has done on the committee and our committee, it's just been a true community effort to see this thing move forward, and it's been a vision for many, many years. A lot of people have seen that vision for many years, and it's going to come to fruition here in the next several months. We're just looking forward to the end of October when that park's open. It'll be a new park. We'll have new trees, and they won't have a lot of leaves on them, but the unveiling in the spring when those trees come in and everything else is going to be just fantastic.
One more thing to look forward to in Bartlesville. Yes. We're talking with Councilman Jim Curd on a Community Connection on 1400 K1. We will continue coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and again, talking with Jim Curd. During the break, we were just talking about all the possible different uses, and I think we're limited only by who wants to be innovative on the uses of the park. But you mentioned everything from sunrise Easter services to small acoustic gatherings, and a lot of fun for kids too.
Yeah, and it's a public park. It's going to be free. We may have some large concert events where we may charge an admission to the grass area, but you'll be able to sit in the parking lot. You could sit in the green grass around it and still witness. It can still come to the park for free. But activities will be there free, whether we have a yoga in the park or exercises in the park, a sunrise Easter services. I mean, those are things that we hope to see. Band concerts from our wonderful high school band and our symphony. Those are things I think we look forward to seeing in that park. So the book is unwritten, but we've got a lot of roadmaps, communities that, again, we look at communities like in Tulsa that have these things that are active every day, wonderful sponsorships available for businesses to promote things that come down there, so we can, there'll be some money raised within that park that can help defray the cost of maintaining and operating every day, but it's a public park. It's going to be open to the public on a daily basis, and they'll be free to use it anytime they like.
We haven't explored the creation of the Arts District much yet, because the park is kind of a cornerstone of that district, but certainly it just one more opportunity for whether it's some of our local downtown businesses to bring musicians or other artists in as far as two or three dimensional art downtown, and certainly the combination of the tower, the community center, and the new space. Yes. It just gives us one more dimension.
Yeah, I mean, the music and art is just what we're going to be allowed to really exploit down there, and it can be small concerts, it can be acoustical things on the stage. You can have 25 people there having a little concert if you'd like, and then we can have larger events, and then being connected to the Price Tower and the arts that they have available and the music and the larger events that you could have in the Symphony Hall at the community center, it's just there's going to be a lot of opportunity for a lot of things to come. It won't all happen in one day, one month, one year, but it will grow over time to be, I think, one of the most popular places within the community.
Looking at the greater community at large, still a lot of other projects underway, and I don't want to spend the entire program on the Tower Center, although that was the primary agenda item last night for the council. But work continues on the softball fields. Work continues Price Field. There are a lot of other projects. We're coming into street time. I'm sorry. The phrase, the direct distance between any two points is going to be under construction again this summer.
Yeah, I was telling the council the other day, we'd gotten a Facebook post where somebody said somebody should notify the council because there was actually a portion of Adams Boulevard that was not under construction. So we do have a lot of road projects. There are some inconveniences out there on Price Road. Certainly with the new bridge that's in on Adams now, we have been moving people in different directions. It is inconvenient. We become habits, creatures of habits in this town. To move around is so easy and convenient, but when we run into things where I've often turned east or westbound on Price Road thinking I could get home, and I've got to go back through Colonial or back up to No Water Road. So, but they're all for the best. They're just going to be great projects to having Price Road done. There's a lot of things being done on Price Road, a new shoulder. They're doweling it together to get rid of those creases, and then they're going to go back and micro scrape it off to make it very smooth. So we'll get rid of all those, and hopefully we'll get rid of that thud that we drive down that road every day on.
You kind of get used to the pattern.
You do. It is kind of mesmerizing for sure, but it'll be nice to have it some other thing to be mesmerized.
Well, you got to synchronize whatever song is on the radio to the
And the bridge on Adams just turned out fantastic. The state did a wonderful job, and they're pretty much cleaned up in there. And we're rebuilding the Pathfinder underneath it, and so that work has gone tremendously well. And the ballparks, we're getting ready to take off on our biggest phase, phase three up there, which will be the center four fields. It's actually going to be a 5-field complex. It'll have a new concession stand. It'll have a new storage building. It's actually going to be the biggest segment of the park that we've done because it handles all the main electrical, plumbing, and sewage that comes through the park. So it's we're finalizing our design on that, and I don't know when the construction with that. It will probably be maybe next fall, but we're looking forward to getting that underway soon.
Once that is complete, and I realize we're talking a series of months yet into the future, but does that open up that area for tournaments that maybe we haven't been able to do so far?
Most certainly. And we've had tournaments up there already.
Sure.
Softball and baseball. So that will be more available. And I think that the opportunity, as we've now transitioned from more parent groups that operate, we're now, the YMCA is operating and done a tremendous job. We've certainly had some growing issues that we've had, and everybody's living and learning under a new system, but the YMCA has stepped in and done a great job. And when we're able to have those fields complete, we're going to be able to devise a program by which we can promote youth tournaments up there and derive some more income to the community that could come into those things. It's going to be a wonderful facility. The two new complexes that are up there, quads that are up there, are just wonderful right now. So really looking forward to that fourth complex. And then really the only segment we'll have left will be the pony fields or the larger fields below that. The use of those fields will be part of what we'll come up with, how many fields we need. There's three there. Maybe we'll just need one, maybe we'll need two, but those will be our final phase that we'll hope to get done so that park can be complete from top to bottom. But the upper part of the park for youth baseball will be complete when this next phase is done.
Something else, getting back to the Arts District, getting back to all the things that we have to offer, I realize that Pawhuska continues to get a big boost from the mercantile and everything surrounding that. Looks like their bed and breakfast, I'm not sure I want to call it industry, business community is doing well. But the spillover to that with the tower space, with all the other things that are going on, certainly if Maria was sitting here, I'm sure she'd say she'd give a lot of opportunities for Bartlesville tourism.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to give credit to Pawhuska and the Drummonds over there. They've done a fantastic job, and we can all take credit for how great our communities are, but we're all aiding each other. Certainly there's people, they have national exposure on the Food Channel. Reeve and her thing that she does is just fantastic, and so people come to see her, and we're going to add one more element, two more elements, three more elements to our community that I've always said we need to continue to drive people here, whether it's a tournament, softball tournament, or an amphitheater, things like that are things that we continue to draw people here. They can come to the mercantile, then they can come over here, or they can come for a tournament here, and they can go over there. So it's going to be just wonderful. And that new road that we built over to Pusk is just fantastic. Mm-hmm. There was a couple of years wasn't on it for some reason, and then I drove on it. It's like a super highway almost. So we've really got a great connection with the Pusk community, and thankful for all they're doing over there.
Well, it was a government project, but it was a government project that was instituted by area chambers of commerce from Vanita to Bartlesville to Ponca City. So.
Yes, and it paid off in a big way, especially with the mercantile coming in at the same time. It just has been great for both communities.
It really is. How does it feel not to have to fill any vacancies on any council committees?
Well, that's new in my 3 years on there, I'll tell you that. So the town has changed in the last several years, and we've got a younger demographic. We've got a lot of people that are interested in the community on a positive note, and we've certainly got people that are interested in the way we do things here. So it's nice to have the community involved. There's a large demand for people volunteering in this community. Sometimes I believe we struggle finding volunteers because we need them and we use them so well. So every time they can step into that arena and help us out for a couple of years on a committee is a great advantage to our city to have that input of our local citizenry available.
Well, so that Mr. Kurd doesn't have to say it, I will say please continue to volunteer. Fill out those volunteer forms so that when a resignation takes place, there's already a list of 3 or 4 or 8 or 10 candidates that are, say, I'll take take it.
Yeah, and there's great opportunities for retirees and young people, whether it's, you know, we have sewer oversight committees, and we're going to spend a lot of money on our sewer system coming up here, and we need public input, and we need private citizens on those committees. Our city staff does a wonderful job, but they can. It's certainly good to have our perspective on those committees for them to understand what the community views it, how the community views it in some ways, and then that can be part of the ultimate design and fruition of what we build out, to come up with.
Well, I'm sure your tower committee will continue to meet all the way through the construction phase and probably for months and years to come.
Well, yeah, we've got a great committee between the tower design committee, and then certainly Price Tower and Community Center are set up for success for their participation in the project, booking events. We've got opportunities on both ends to book events between the Community Center and Price Tower and their art exhibits and their community center and the musical elements that they provide to the community. They've worked just flawlessly together down there to bring this thing to this point. So I'm sure the opening will be great, and we'll learn and live and learn as we go forward. But I just am so excited for the next several years in the community to see that project come to pass.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there. But sewer lines construction and park construction.
Road construction. Yeah, we've got it all going on around here right now. So
Jim,
thanks, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Councilman Jim Curd with us this morning on a Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. News on the way, and of course, your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away with consumer calls, all coming up on 1400 K1.
This is Reverend Greg Teener from Bartlesville First Church, a United Methodist community. Jeremiah 31:34 says that God will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. No matter how much we humans like to keep score, God is out of the score-keeping business. We keep track of what we think we deserve or what others shouldn't receive. Instead, the promise is made that God offers us a new covenant built upon God's faithfulness and written upon our hearts. Please join us in the worship of God each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. If you can't be with us in person, listen to us at 11 a.m. on KRIG 104.9 or on Facebook Live.
Windy, warm, and mild weather.